Radio played a major role in mid-20th century culture, from broadcasting important news, as Edward R. Murrow's rooftop broadcasts of the London bombings did during World War II, to entertaining millions with stories and sportscasts. On this week's News and Views, we talk about radio, life, and the changing cultural landscape with Bob Edwards, host of NPR's Morning Edition for nearly 25 years, who today explores new territory on satellite radio. His new memoir, called A Voice in the Box, recalls Edwards' early childhood when his love of radio began.
When I was a little bitty kid, 3 and 4 years old, I loved the radio. It was my buddy, my companion, my playmate. It was this big box in the living room, and all these voices were coming out of it, and I thought that was very cool, and I wanted to be one of those voices.
Edwards broke into radio in 1968, working at a local station while he was in college. It was a time, he says, when all stations had a public service component, which was implemented by broadcasting the news.
Even the rock and roll stations in my hometown had reporters, 5 reporters on the street, and they were competing against each other in news as well as, you know, fast-talking top 40 DJs.
After a stint at the American Forces Korean Network while in the Army, followed by a year and a half at the all-news WTOP in Washington, Bob Edwards joined NPR in its third year in 1974.
They couldn't afford to hire experienced professionals. They were hiring very young people. I was 26 when they hired me, and there were a lot of younger people than me at NPR. I was like one of the senior guys. But it's very exciting to be part of something new.
During the course of Edwards' 30-year career at NPR, and now on Sirius XM, he's talked with the powerful and the powerless, celebrities and ordinary people. On the next News and Views, Edwards recalls some of the highlights. You can hear this entire 3-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Broadcaster Bob Edwards was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame in 2004, 6 months after his last show as host of NPR's Morning Edition, a spot he held for nearly 25 years. Before that, he co-hosted All Things Considered. On this week's News and Views, we consider Edwards' take on the continuing role of public radio in a changing culture. Over several decades, Edwards has interviewed scores of politicians, artists, and celebrities, from Bill Clinton and other heads of state to Norman Mailer, Placido Domingo, and Paul McCartney. But one of the people who affected him the most was a homeless teenager who never missed a day of school.
She rattled off like 7 AP courses she was taking. And I said, how do you take all these AP courses and sleep in the park? She says, well, it's kind of rough because you're reading by the streetlight.
Among his favorite subjects, people in the arts, an interest he traces to his days working with Susan Stamberg, his co-host on All Things Considered.
She would love to talk to artists about the creative process, and she would try to get into the typewriter and into the piano and find out what made them create the way they did and how they did it. That fascinates me, too, today.
He's also sought out people who've lived into their 90s.
They have a lot to talk about because they've lived a long life. And, of course, the other thing is you want to get them before they're gone. I'm glad I did. Some of the people I talked to then are gone now. And, you know, Arthur Schlesinger Jr. and Buck O'Neill from the Negro League baseball team.
Sportscaster Red Barber, known especially for his decades calling baseball with the Cincinnati Reds, the Brooklyn Dodgers, and the New York Yankees, was a regular live interview for 12 years.
Red was a pioneer sportscaster, got into the business in 1930 when radio was only 10 years old, and had the greatest stories in this magnificent Southern accent. It was music. People didn't care what we talked about, and it was seldom sports.
On the next News and Views, we talk about the continued vitality of radio in the 21st century. You can hear this entire 3-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. As new technologies emerge, radio continues to be a source of information and entertainment for millions of people. On this week's News and Views, we look at the changing role of radio through the reflections of Radio Hall of Famer Bob Edwards, who's now out with a new memoir, A Voice in the Box. During his decades in radio, Bob Edwards has interviewed a vast array of famous and ordinary people. Some have made a lasting impression. For 12 years during his nearly 25-year run as host of NPR's Morning Edition, every Friday morning, Edwards spent 4 minutes talking live to Red Barber, whom Edwards came to regard as a mentor. The famed retired sportscaster, says Edwards, talked about a range of subjects off the cuff.
He was talking about what was growing in his garden and what his cat had done that week and how squirrels were getting into the bird feeder. And man, people from all over the country sent in bird feeder designs because they were going to help Red Barber out.
These talks with Barber, says Edwards, highlighted the power of radio to create an intimacy with the audience.
I still have this, that I feel that that person on the radio is talking to me.
Radio's gone through a number of changes over the years, but Edwards is a firm believer in its continued vitality and importance.
Well, radio adapts. Radio just comes in on new transmission systems. You know, radio was supposed to be dead when television came along. It just changed. Radio survives. It's great for your car. You don't have to read a screen. You don't want to be reading a screen when you're driving a car. It's portable. It's adaptable. It's now in your telephone. It's still a place to hear a ball game, to hear stories. I think it's the best storytelling medium there is. And that's what we do. News is just telling stories. Entertainers at their best are telling stories.
Edwards hosts The Bob Edwards Show on Sirius XM Radio and Public Radio International's Bob Edwards Weekend. His new book is A Voice in the Box. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.